Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Becoming Mom and Dad, where we have become the mom and dad. We haven't posted in a little bit or recorded, I guess. So this is going to be the 3 weeks after our first 2 weeks. I've returned to work. Kaylee hasn't yet, and we're just going to go over all the things we've experienced and learned and are learning and doing and all that jazz.
Yeah, so Gemma is now 5 weeks old. She turned 5 weeks this past Thursday, so she's also a month old. She turned a month last Sunday on the 12th, so she's a month and a week old, and she is doing really good. I kind of want to talk about some things that we like didn't expect just about her that would happen, that we've kind of learned like as we've gone. So this kind of goes back into those first 2 weeks, but I feel like we didn't talk about this at all really. But some of the physical things that have happened with her, so as far as her umbilical cord, we were told that it would fall off on its own, which it did, and it kind of left like this, for those of you who don't know, it kind of leaves like a little bit of stuff inside the belly button, and you're not really supposed to give them a bath at all until it's completely fallen out. We went to her checkup at 2 weeks, and they told us that it could come out. So on its own, and that we could still give her a bath. So we started giving her baths every night, just to kind of help keep her clean. We want to get her a routine of like, you know, taking a bath before bed. So we've started doing that. This is a little bit more like, not really graphic, but I feel like people should be aware of this when they have a baby. But if you have a girl, they do have almost like a little tiny, almost like a period when they're first born, like they discharge and it's bloody for like 7 days. And when we first saw it, we like were freaking out because we had no idea what was wrong. But that's completely normal. So just be prepared for that if you have a girl. Also, if you have a girl, they're literally under where their nipples are, they get like little milk ducts and they can lactate a little bit, and they get really firm underneath where their boobs will be one day. So that happened with her. We didn't know that was going to happen. And then also just in general, like she kind of scared us a few times with spitting up and like choking on her spit up, which apparently babies, just often choke on their own saliva or whatever, and you have to suction it out. And so we've kind of been more prepared for that, because the first time it really freaked us out because she started doing that, and then we kind of freaked out and panicked and like kind of flipped her over and we're freaking out, and then she all of a sudden started having milk coming out of her nose. So it was just a whole thing. So, now we know better what to do when those things happen. But having a newborn is scary in a way, just because there's so many things that are happening with the actual baby itself that you are unaware about. Is there anything else that you notice with her that we feel like people should be prepared for?
I mean, I think cluster feeding is one. I think we talked about that a little bit last time, but that'll happen I don't want to say often, but sporadically. And, you know, I think that's like where I've gotten, I don't know, surprised or whatever, is just that sometimes she'll be upset and you've already fed her and her diaper's changed and she's just, everything should be fine, and she's sitting there screaming and you're like, what the heck? And then it's like,
you go to feed her and she's acting crazy like she's never eaten before.
Yeah, and it's like they'll do that too, and it's like you just gotta, like sometimes we've had to give her, like we've given her her full bottle, and then we give her another ounce, and then we give her another ounce, and then we give her another ounce, because like she just is upset and hungry.
So now this time we've just decided if it's been more than 40 minutes or whatever and she's hungry again, we just started making her the full bottle this time instead of just like 1 ounce at a time, because it's more of a pain for us to like sit here and deal with it for, you know, however long it takes us to see how much she wants to eat, than to just make another bottle and feed her almost like from scratch, like starting over. So we did that the most recent time, and I feel like with her in general, like she's been very like, I guess she's been fairly healthy. Like we went to the doctor. They said everything's going good with her. She goes again at her 2 month. So she goes again on February 12th, and we'll kind of see how things are going there. I think she's gained a pretty decent amount of weight, because even just from newborn to now, she's already so much bigger and like, I feel like chunkier than she was before. Also, I don't know if we talked about this in the other episode, but I feel like knowing that sometimes she won't go to the bathroom for 4 days at a time is probably good to know, because we were kind of worried about that. And we were like trying to make her go and like do the bicycle legs with her and like the tummy massages and stuff. And like, she just was not having it. And then we kind of learned that it's only truly constipation if she's struggling to go. And then when it comes out, it's like really firm, but it hasn't been. So we're kind of just learning now that it can be pretty sporadic, but now that she's older, it's gotten more regular. So it's not as concerning as it was before. And also just expect it to look like anything, because it will look like anything. There's no like normalness to it. It's all different colors and textures, and
at least for formula fed.
I think it's worse for breastfeeding, honestly, but yeah, so that's kind of just how it's been for us with her. She sleeps pretty good. So actually this past, I think it's been like, what, a week now or so or more, she's actually slept pretty much through the entire night, most of the nights.
Yeah.
Other than like, so we kind of, the first night that she slept through the night, we kind of just like would soothe her back to sleep when she would cry. Because the thing is, babies are going to tell you if they're hungry. Like if they truly are like really hungry, they're going to keep screaming. But like if she kind of wakes up and starts crying, like I don't immediately be like, oh, let's feed her. Like I kind of just try to see if she'll take the pacifier and go back to sleep first. And so she started doing that, and she would sleep from about 10 o'clock until like 7 in the morning. And so that was really nice. There have been two nights though in between that where she has gotten hungry at like 5 in the morning, and like I think I got up one morning to feed her, and then last night Skylar got up to feed her. But even then, from 10 to 5, that's still a really long stretch for a newborn. That's almost 8 hours that she was getting of sleep. So we're actually really fortunate in that department, because I feel like most babies are not sleeping as long at this age. Like I see people in my mom group talk about how they're kids that are the same age are like, oh, I'm just now getting 3 hour stretch in the middle of the night. And I'm just like, oh my God, that's horrible. But I feel like for breastfed babies, like they have a tendency to like want to feed more often. So I feel like her being formula fed is helping with that. So if you want to try to have a baby that sleeps longer stretches, maybe consider formula feeding. Cause I feel like that's the trend I've noticed, is that like formula fed babies they can go longer without eating. And breastfed babies want to wake up more often. So
plus it's like, I feel like, I mean, I could be wrong because I don't know a lot about breastfeeding since we're not doing it, but with formula feeding, we know how much we gave her. And I guess, I mean, unless you're pumping your breast milk and putting it in a bottle, but if you're just, you know, going straight from the source, you can't really tell how much they've had. I heard a lot
of parents like struggle with that. Like they don't know how much their baby has eaten. So that's also kind of why I wanted the formula feed, because I feel better like letting her sleep through the night knowing that she drank as much as she did during the day. So that's been good. And she's been napping pretty well. Like we ended up starting a routine with her, which we kind of talked about in the last episode, how we didn't really need to start a routine because she's too young. But I started just like when Skylar went back to work, like I guess we'll kind of segue into that. But I kind of started going crazy because I was at home all day. And if you know me at all, I'm not a person that likes to sit around and do nothing. And like, I do like to have time at home where I'm like not doing anything. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But it's like, I just was going stir crazy because it was day after day of just sitting here. And like, all I had to do was take care of her, which was fine. But it was more of like, since I didn't have any sort of routine for myself, it was like I was waking up at whatever time and like feeding her at whatever time and eating lunch when I could. It was kind of just like frustrating, and like I just always felt like I could never fully relax or do something like for myself, like even when she was napping, because I was just like, oh well, who knows when she's gonna wake up next, or who knows when she's gonna want to eat next. And so I took some inspiration from a few moms I saw online, and I started a routine with her. And so now we pretty much let her, you know, she wakes up whenever she wants to wake up. If we end up giving her that 5 a.m. feed, she'll sleep till about 9. If she wakes up at 7, then usually I'll just wake up with her at 7, or Skylar will, and then she'll be up for about 45 minutes, and then she'll go back down for her first nap. But what we've been doing is kind of just doing like a wake window schedule. So we don't really have her on a strict time schedule, but we are using her wake windows to kind of like pattern our day a little bit more. And so from when she wakes up the first thing in the morning, we keep her awake for an hour, and when babies are super young, they can't stay awake that long. But we started this routine with her at about 3.5 weeks old, and she's been on the same routine now for 2 weeks. So basically what we do is we keep her up for an hour, and then after that hour has passed, we put her back down for a nap, and we feed her as soon as she wakes up. So like, when she wakes up, her wake window starts at an hour, and we feed her, and that usually takes about the first 20 to 25 minutes of feeding her and burping her, and then we just have to entertain her for like 35 minutes, which also includes changing her diaper and stuff. So we change her diaper after we feed her, just so she stays awake a little bit better, because if we feed her, we notice sometimes she'll get like really sleepy towards the end of the bottle. So we started like changing her after to kind of wake her back up, and then we started keeping her like awake a little bit longer, and then after that hour passes, we'll put her down for her nap, and then she sleeps for 2 hours. And even if she's asleep at the 2 hour mark, I will wake her up, because that's kind of like the schedule I want to do, because with her sleeping through the night or being like able to, we have to feed her every 3 hours during the day to make sure she gets enough of her milk, so that way she's not waking up in the middle of the night screaming. So we feed her every 3 hours. And so today, for example, she ate at 9:30, she went down for her nap at 10:30, and then we'll wake her up again at 12:30 to feed her, and then she'll eat again at 3:30, 6:30, and 9:30, and then usually she'll wake up another time kind of like before bed, and we'll feed her again. We always do her bedtime routine after her last nap, and for us that pretty much looks like going into her room, we get her undressed, we run her bath, we do a bath, we put her towel and her pajamas in the dryer, that way they're a little warm, and then we put lotion on her, and then one of us will feed her like a nightcap of just like an ounce or so while the other one reads. And then the last couple of nights we've played like a little lullaby while we rock her to like get to the point of like drowsiness, because we've also started letting her sleep in her own room the last 3 nights, which has been actually really good for us, I feel like. And this is kind of a hot topic, because I feel like a lot of people don't put their kids in their own room this early, because you're not supposed to until 6 months, technically, is like the recommendation. But we noticed that like she was just like sometimes like, you know, babies make a lot of noise when they sleep, and I'm a very light sleeper, and so like I was just having a hard time like falling asleep. Like I'd be up for an hour at a time just because she cried like a little coup like two times, and then I was awake, and took for me forever to fall back asleep. And then it was like as soon as I would sleep, like 15 minutes later she'd wake up again, just kind of like, and it wasn't like she was hungry, she just would drop her pacifier and make a little grunt or something, and then I would wake up. So we noticed one night that she was sleeping really good, because we started letting her, like when we would put her down for bed, we would put her in her crib just so she'd get used to sleeping in there. And then when we would go to bed, we'd move her to our room. And then one of the nights we noticed she was just like sleeping really good in there. So we were like, screw it, let's just try it. Because we do have the outlet sock, which is on our phones and it alerts us if something happens. And then we also have our video monitor that has sound on it, so we'll know when she cries. So we tried that, and the first night she slept all the way until 7, and then the second night she did the same thing, and then she kind of just did the same thing last night, except she woke up closer to 5. But it's been really beneficial for us. Do you want to talk about how that's been with her, like sleeping and stuff?
We've been lucky. We've gotten a good baby for sleeping. And I think the other thing I noticed is like when we started putting her in her crib at the beginning of the night, like she would be asleep in there. Usually like Kaylee goes to bed like a couple hours or an hour and a half before me, so she can get like a little bit more sleep, since she is the one that gets up in the middle of the night if there's a problem. So I started noticing like when I would go to bed and I'd have to go to her crib and pick her up and bring her to our room and put her in the bassinet, like even if I did it like super carefully, like it always seemed to kind of like get her a little bit out of that sleep state, like enough to make her kind of fussy. So I was also just like, you know, we're moving her and causing her to be more fussy after we move her, so it's like, why not just try keeping her in there?
And I feel like all three of us have slept better too, like even her.
Yeah.
Now I will say the last 3 nights I've still had to get up out of the bed a few times to like give her pacifier, because she'll like fuss like usually around 3 or 4 a.m. She wakes up just from being asleep for so long and is kind of like a little fussy, but then she'll go right back to sleep once I give her pacifier or whatever. So the first night, it's actually decreased every night. So the first night I had to get out of the bed 6 times. The second night I had to get out of the bed 2 times and then I fed her. And then the third night, so last night, I only got out of the bed 2 times and then Skylar fed her. So she has gotten more used to it, and she does kind of wake up less.
And at first I like felt bad that like she kept having to get out of the bed, and I was like, you know, if you want to at any point in the night, if you're tired of getting up out of the bed, just bring her in here and we can just do the bassinet. But
yeah, because that was the only kind of like flip side of it, was I knew if I put her in her crib, that meant when she woke up, like I would have to physically get out of the bed to soothe her instead of being able to just roll over and like soothe her. But I think having her out of the room, like, just even though I have to get out of the bed, I can fall asleep so much better when I'm back in the bed. I will say the first night I was like nauseous and I like did not sleep for the first 3 hours. And I don't know if I was just nervous or if I genuinely was just like nauseous because I did have the flu last week. Oh yeah, speaking of that, we both had the flu with the baby, so that was,
and somehow we managed to keep it away from her. I don't know how.
Yeah, I really don't know how either, but yeah, so we are still coming recovering from the flu, and so I don't know if it was that or I truly was just like a little nervous about her being in there. But like last night and the night before, I think I've gotten close to 8 hours of sleep just from being able to, like, you know, be away from her and her little grunts, because now it's like I'll hear the little tiny coos over the monitor, but it's not loud enough to like really wake me up or like whatever, and like she goes right back to sleep.
That was so. My thing is like when we'd sleep with her in the room, it was like if she woke me up with like noises, I was having a hard time, where then I'd get like, I'd sit there and I couldn't fall back asleep because I would be having like anxiety that she was about to like start full on crying at any second. So I would just be laying there like waiting for it, even if it wasn't gonna happen.
Yeah, and with her being on my side of the bed, it's like, you know, obviously that leaves me in the position to like have to be the one to get up every time. I mean, even with her being in her own room, like I still get up most of the time because, like, you know, Skylar, he just sleeps heavier than I do. So a lot of the times he's not even awake at all. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'm getting up and like but on the nights before he goes to work, it's like, I feel like it's better for me to do it. But now when I start going back to work, I may have to like tap him in sometimes if there's a night where she's like kind of getting up every hour or something, like just so I'm not getting out of the bed every single time and then having to go to work still the next morning. She has been pretty good so far.
Yeah, I wanted to backtrack on like this. So like during the day when she takes her 2 hour naps, she doesn't always fully sleep during them, but like as long as she's like, we put her in a bassinet and we swaddle her, but like we keep lights on and stuff to like, you know, differentiate from night and day. And I mean, as long, even if she's awake but she's laying there and she's not crying, like we just leave her in there,
because I've also heard that that's good for like making them just like comfortable being in there even if they are awake, so that way you can put them to sleep. Another thing we do to kind of help with her sleeping is we put her to sleep while she's still awake. Like we put her in her crib and in her bassinet like for naps, like when she's still awake, and then she puts herself to sleep, which isn't like, that's something you do with sleep training, which you can't really sleep train a baby this young, but I feel like we kind of are. But even though we're not really doing a routine, it's like we're setting up good habits. So now it's like when we can start sleep training her in a couple months, it's like she already knows how to put herself to sleep in her crib. She already feels comfortable sleeping in her crib and stuff like that. So she, for example, right now is napping in the bassinet like 5 feet away from us, and we have the lights on. Usually we have the TV on or something, because I like to just keep noise going. Like I'll clean, I'll do chores or whatever, like while we're napping, just so that way, or while she's napping, just so she, like Skylar said, can get used to like, okay, this is when I'm asleep during the day, and then like when it's dark and quiet, that's when I'm asleep at night and I sleep a longer time. And I feel like she is, like, maybe it's crazy, but I feel like she is starting to,
I mean,
like,
she has to know that it's dark, or like that it's nighttime sleep, because when we put her down for her 2 hour naps, she doesn't usually ever sleep for like more than the 2 hours, if she even sleeps a full 2 hours. And mm-hmm. It's like we put her down at night and she's been going like almost the whole night.
Usually she'll go 4 or 5 hours before she even cries at all. Mm-hmm. And then she'll get fussy and then she'll go down. And then if we feed her like after like the 6 hour mark or something, then she'll sleep for a few more hours. But sometimes she'll just go a full like 9 hours and then wake up for the day. And like she didn't wake up at all in the middle of the night other than just like to toss and turn. But yeah, she has been really good as far as that. And I know a lot of parents are not like as fortunate as that, so I apologize if it feels like we're rubbing it in your face if you are a parent and you did not have the same experience. But we've just had a very overall like good baby. And I feel like that's pretty much all that's happened the last like 3 weeks. Like Skylar went back to work, and I guess like with me, I started like the first couple days were fine, and I tried to like honestly get out of the house some. Like the first day I went and saw my parents at work, and then like I went and got a coffee, and then like one day I went with them to Jackson to go to Sam's, and I took Gemma with us and we went shopping. But I feel like as I started just sitting in the house alone every day, the reason I needed to make a routine was because, like I was talking about earlier, like I was just so overwhelmed with like what my day was gonna look like. But then it was also, I'm just not a person who likes to be home alone. Like I do not like being alone like for long periods of time. Like I thrive on interaction with other people, and like, let's be honest, Gemma's not interacting with me, so it's just like not the same. But I started just feeling super lonely, and kind of just like Skylar would get home and it was like emotional every time he got home because I was just like ready to like see him and like whatever. And so I was just like going stir crazy. And I feel like as far as like my mental health, like the first couple days were like a struggle, but then like now on like, this is like the third week, I think Skylar's been back at work, and now I feel like a lot better about it. Like I can be at home with her, and I think the routine has helped a lot because now it's like during her naps, I can go play a game or like talk to friends or take a nap or take a shower or like eat or do whatever I want to do. And it's like, I at least know like, okay, like this is the next time she's going to eat. And like sometimes she wakes up before that, and so it is like a very flexible schedule. Like sometimes she wakes up 30 minutes early and I feed her 30 minutes earlier. But all I do at that point is I just start her wake window over. So we, like if she was supposed to wake up at 12:30 and she wakes up at 12, I just wake her up at 12, feed her and put her back down at 1 instead of 1:30. And even though like I can't always get a full 2 hours, it's like I at least know like, okay, she's asleep. Now I have a good chunk of time. Like I know what I can get accomplished during that time, and I just keep an open mind with it, and it's been really good. But other than that, like I think being home by myself, taking care of the baby hasn't been overwhelming, but I think it's just like being alone all day has been worse for me, honestly. And I know there are people that like taking care of the baby alone overwhelms them, but like I was around kids and like babysat for a long time before I had my own kids, so it's like I'm used to that. Like I would babysit kids for like a whole day, like, and so that doesn't bother me. But they were older and they could talk to me at least, and I could at least do stuff with them. So I think it's just honestly the part of just being home alone was like more it was more taxing on me than actually taking care of her, because she's very easy to take care of. So
I think the only other problem like we've kind of run into is like we've had, especially this week, is I guess like Kaylee looked it up and it was kind of, they call it the witching hour, and it's,
oh my God, yeah.
She'll kind of break her routine at like six, from like 6 to 9. It's like when we're trying to, we'll feed her and try
like
to put her down
for like 30 minutes and then want to get out of the bassinet, or
and
like
she's been like
nap.
She'll get like very fussy or like want to eat a bunch, which like that honestly, like there's been a few nights where that's been hard for me, because like me going back to work, when I get home I want to like give Kaylee a break from having to do all the baby stuff. So I try to like, I'm like, you know, you go relax, do what you want to do, and I'll watch her for a while. And it's like, I've gotten really like frustrated a couple times because I'll get home and all she is like fussy and mad and like crying.
And it's
just
like during the day with me, she's not like that.
Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, like what, like, you know, I'm like, what's wrong? Like, and I'll change her and I'll feed her and I'll try to put her down for her like last nap of the day. And it's just like, she's just not having it. One day she was napping, she would start crying. I got her out. Started giving her a bottle. She was literally crying, like screaming with the bottle in her mouth, and I'm like, okay, like what in the world is going on? And it's like, it is frustrating, I guess, in a way, like to like, I get home and Kaylee's like, oh, she's been napping so well today and all this stuff, and then I get home and she's just like being inconsolable, and I'm like, okay, come on.
But I think we've got a better handle on it, because for example, like Friday night, like that was Thursday night that he was talking about, and then Friday night I was alone because he works later Friday night. He doesn't get home till 9. And so I was kind of experiencing it. And I was texting him like, dude, she won't stop crying. Like, I don't know why she won't go to sleep. And so I eventually just said, screw it. And fed her again. And she was fine. And then Saturday night, Skylar was at work again. But I kind of like went out. That was Friday night, I guess. But either way, Friday and Saturday night, both, she kind of was doing the same thing. But I feel like each night we've kind of like we've tried to like less and less force the schedule on her, and just like kind of do like, okay, if she's only slept for 45 minutes and she's waking up crying, we're just feeding her again. Mm-hmm. And last night she only slept for about an hour instead of her 2 hours for her nap. And so We fed her, and then we were able to do her like bedtime routine earlier and get her down earlier, which I feel like makes it better for us mentally, because instead of like fighting her for an hour and then doing her bedtime routine and then us finally getting peace like later in the night, like we can at least just say, screw it, we'll just do it now, and then we'll do it, and then it's over like in an hour.
And then we had one night, I think actually, was it Friday night? I think Thursday night was the rough night, and then Friday night, she was taking her nap, and she actually was like sleeping like heavy in her nap, and we ended up not even doing her routine. Like, we just gave her her last bottle, and then we swaddled her and mm-hmm. rocked her a little bit, and then just put her to bed, because we were like, okay, she's...
It took her so long to fall asleep with yeah. me. That's what was happening. Yeah. It took her so long to fall asleep, and then when she finally did fall asleep, we were like, we're not waking her up again.
Yeah, and like, we just put her to bed.
Yeah. But yeah, every night we've kind of just like gotten better with that, and so I feel like she's getting better with it too, and like I feel like sometimes it's like, you know, the routine helps, but it's like being able to adjust to the routine is also just as important, because it... Like I said, there have been nights where, like, we are trying to fight her on it and, like, get her to sleep longer, and it just ends up making the night longer for both of us, because then instead of, like, relaxing, we're, like, getting up every 5 seconds to, like, try to soothe her back to sleep.
And that's where we start getting, like, cross at each other and, like...
And then it's, like, finally she did sleep the whole time, and then we have to wake her up and spend another hour doing her bedtime routine. So it's like, if we just get her up and feed her and do the routine earlier, like last night we did it earlier, and then at 9:30 she was down, and we had uninterrupted time for like 3 hours last night where we could just like do whatever. I went to bed closer to like midnight, but Skylar stayed up to like 12:30. But I mean, that gave us time to like do stuff with our friends and do whatever. And like, one thing I noticed was like, there'd be times where like in her routine I'd be like, okay, well, I know she's gonna nap at this time, so like I'll tell my friends, I'll do something with them at this time, and then that time would come and she didn't exactly fit the schedule like I wanted her to. So like yesterday, for example, when we were kind of doing this, like I kind of told my friends like, okay, she should be asleep in an hour, so like I'll be back in an hour or so. And then it was like I felt less pressure to like try to get her down like at a certain time, and then like instead of like going to like play games with them or something and being like, okay, I have 2 hours, I'll be like, okay, well, I have until Gemma wakes up, and then I gotta get off. And then like last night it worked out really well, because since we decided to like, you know, put her, like just follow her lead and like put her to bed earlier, like my friends ended up getting on like after that and like, you know, waiting for me, and like we ended up playing games after she was done. But it's become easier doing the witching hour with like being more open to her schedule, because I think babies really do thrive on like a routine, and I know she definitely is like picking up at least on like little aspects of it.
We learned our lesson the hard way. Like, I think it was probably like around maybe 3 weeks or so, or maybe a two, where we were trying to play, we had like put her down for a nap, and we were trying to play games with friends, and she was waking up from her nap, and then she got like, she was doing that thing where she was just like really fussy, and we couldn't really get her to stop. And like, me and Kaylee kept taking turns getting up, trying to soothe her. And then eventually we just had to get her up out of the bassinet. And then like, I was trying to hold her while we were doing stuff on our computers. And then Kaylee was trying to hold her, and she still was just getting super fussy. And then like, Kaylee was getting super frustrated because like we were in the middle of something, and like she had to basically stop. And then like, I couldn't really enjoy it because I'm like, you know, I feel bad, and because she's not playing, and Gemma's still like screaming. I think we realized that night, we're like, okay, like we're not going to be able to just like, we can't like just do things exactly when we want. Like, we can't be like, oh, well, we're like in the middle of this and we want to finish this. Like, it's like, you're gonna have to be
like that flexible. Night we should have just tapped out and told our friends like, hey, let's yeah. try again like in an hour or like another night, because like, I think if we would have both gotten off and just fed her full bottle and like kind of played with her for a little bit and then put her back down for a nap, she probably would have gone back down. But we didn't do that.
Yeah,
we drug it out for like 3 hours of us.
And I think at the end we found out she just was like
really hungry.
Still hungry. Like, we had fed her, so but like it wasn't like we were starving her. But
we
like
fed
she
her,
was
but then
still
like an
hungry.
Hour later we fed her another ounce, and then she'd be fine for 15 minutes, and then she would cry again. And by the time I'm like, okay, well now she's eaten like 6 ounces, but then she was still crying. But then we fed her like, I think finally what happened was we fed her like 2 more ounces, and then she passed out. So it's just like, it's hard to know, like, if you feel like you're overfeeding your baby, you're probably not. Because yeah. there have been times where, like, she drank a full 4 ounce bottle, and then 30 minutes later has been wanting another 3 ounces. And I'm just like, okay, for what? So.
And I looked up, like, I mean, she's around 6 weeks, and they said at, like, around 6 weeks, they have a growth spurt, and they cluster feed usually. So that's kind of probably what we've been experiencing.
But now that we've, like, learned how to manage it, I feel like even when she is cluster feeding or doing that, like, it's become less and less frustrating with us each night. Like, last night, she definitely was cluster feeding, but she, like, we didn't let it affect us at all. Like, we just kind of, like, adapted our routine to be around her, which I know sounds stupid because we should be doing that anyways. Like, we should know as parents, like, we can't do whatever we want and that we should, our routine does revolve around her. But, like, for a while, I guess it was... It was, like, conflicting for us because in the first couple weeks when all she did was sleep, we were able to, like, do things when we wanted to do it. So it was kind of, like, misleading for a little bit. And then once she got a little older, her wake window started expanding and she started becoming a little bit more, like, in control. And so that it was kind of, like, then it was kind of, like, okay, we need to, like, reevaluate. And I feel like that's just part of, like, as she gets older, like, as the weeks pass, we're going to have to, like, change things up every once in a while and, like, figure out a new normal for her. So I know, like, you know, and we're going to have to start increasing her wake windows and stuff like that, which is fine. But right now she's awake for an hour at a time. And the way I've kind of told myself when I'm like, when she is kind of overwhelming me, is I'm like, okay, if she woke up from a 30-minute nap, the longest she can be awake is an hour. Because pretty much with her, at least right now, like, after it's been an hour, she's tapping out. So it's like, if I just welcome it with open arms and, like, you know, interact with her and at least tire her out, then usually by that next hour, she's done.
I think the hardest part is just, like, you know, when your baby's getting upset, you kind of have to, like, go through a mental checklist of, like, okay, I fed her, okay, her diaper's changed, okay, like, I check her outfit, make sure, like, there's nothing poking her or something like that.
Yeah, one time I noticed, like, one of her zippers in her outfit was, like, turned inward and, like, poking her somewhere, and it's just, like, you don't see all that stuff all the time.
And it's, like, frustrating when you're first kind of learning all that, because you're like, okay, well, like, why are you upset? Everything's fine. What's wrong? And, but, like, the more you just go through it, the more, like, calm you are with it. And you're just like, I think in the beginning I was really rigid on, like, okay, well, there's no way she's hungry. She just ate. And it's like, now it's like, no, like, she is still hungry sometimes. And, like, you just kind of got to, like, go with it and figure, you know, just try everything multiple times till you find out what's bothering
her. And then usually at the end of it, we're not even mad. We're just like, oh, that's what it was. And then it's like, we figure it out and then we feel better about it. Cause then we're like, know what to check for the next time.
Cause I was like the worst at, like, being like, oh, well, like, she just ate a bottle, so she's not hungry. So it's something else bothering her, but I don't know what. And it's like, I'd go through, like, all these things and she'd still be upset. And then finally we'd give her another bottle.
Well, the other night, for example, Skylar and I even kind of got into it because, you know, he was letting me, like, he kind of said, like, he knew I was going to be doing something online with my friends. Like, that was multiplayer and he wasn't. So he kind of knew, like, you know, Gemma was asleep, but he kind of knew if she woke up that, like, it was kind of going to be on him for a little bit. And she woke up and she was fussing and Skylar just kept trying to put her back to sleep. And I was, like, looking at him, like, just feed her, like, just get her out and feed her, because she clearly was not having it. And then he was, like, still not doing it. So then I kind of got snappy with him and I was like, why aren't you feeding her? Like, I told you to feed her. Like, that's what it is. And then he was, like, getting up and going to change her diaper and, like, wanting to do something else. And I'm just like, why are you doing that? And then finally, like, this was Friday night. That was finally when he, like, fed her. We got her back down, and then she stayed asleep the rest of the night. So it's just, like, you kind of got to just, like, listen to each other, I feel like, sometimes. And also just, like, accept the fact that, like, okay, even if she ate 30 minutes ago, like, if she's hungry, we've learned, I don't know if it's just, like, with our baby or, like, it is like this for most babies, but pretty much with her now, if she's crying, she's hungry. Like, she doesn't really ever cry for anything else. She's not, like, super prissy. Like, when her diaper's full, she's not really crying unless she, like, pooped or something. But if she just peed, like, that's usually not what's bothering her. Like, so we've kind of noticed, like, okay, like, if she is crying, then she's hungry. And, like, if we just feed her and get it out of the way, then it's over.
So. Yeah.
But yeah, I think, did you want to talk any more about, like, you know, I know we've kind of talked about everything again as far as, like, me and her and, like, I go to the doctor on Wednesday. But did you want to talk any more about how, like, your connection with her, has it changed at all since, like, the last episode where we talked about how you weren't really feeling a connection with her yet?
Yeah, I think it's growing slowly. I mean, it's not, like, still huge, but, like, it's definitely more than the last episode.
Are you having more fun with
it? Yeah, I mean, She's getting a little bit more fun to do stuff with. Like,
I feel like she at least acknowledges things. Like, when he's giving her a bath now, she'll, like, look and be like, oh, that's water. Like, she's kind of, like, looking around more. And, like, Skylar was playing with her on her little play mat yesterday. And, like, you could tell she was at least paying attention to what was happening.
Yeah.
Like, So I feel like it's different. And she's has been smiling at me, at least. I don't know. When I, like, get in her face and, like, I'm talking to her, she smiles at me.
And everyone, like, 100% says she looks like me, like, every time. Like, yeah. Kaylee brought her by our, like, her work the other day, or our work. I don't know. I have two jobs, so it's confusing. And, like, after you left, like, everyone's like, she looks just like you. She looks just like you. She's definitely you. Like, she's all you. And I'm like, okay. Which I guess I'm just bad. Like, I don't know. I'm bad at, like, I don't know. This whole experience has made me think I'm bad at recognizing faces because, like, I kind of see it, but I don't see it, like, as much as everyone else seems to see it. So, I don't know. I guess I don't know what my face looks like.
I guess not. Which makes no sense because you'd be looking in the mirror. Anyways, but that's, I think, all we have this time. We'll try to be more consistent about posting. Honestly, the last couple Sundays we've had, like...
But we were sick, and then
Sunday... He was sick, and then I was sick, and yeah. Then we had people in town, like, one Sunday, and so it's just, like, a lot.
So. Which, hold on, I want to talk about that real quick. Mm-hmm. So, like, I got, like, the flu. Well, I had to leave work early on, like, a Friday, because I didn't know I had the flu, but I was feeling feverish, and... other symptoms, and I went to, like, I don't normally go to, like, the clinic, but because of the baby, we wanted to find out, like, what I had, so I knew, like, do I need to stay away from her, what's going on, and they tested me for flu, COVID, and strep, and all my tests came back negative, but they told me, like, they're like, you do have a fever, so they were like, don't be around the baby until your fever breaks. So then I felt really bad because, like, the whole weekend, I was miserable. Like, I just wanted to lay on the couch and, like, take naps, and, like, I couldn't do anything. And I felt so bad because Kaylee was having to do everything for the baby. I mean, like, one night I went to bed at, like, 8 or something because I was so miserable. And, like, she just was stuck, like, having to do all the, like, bedtime stuff by herself and all that. And so that lasted for, like... I was probably sick.
It was until Monday.
Yeah, like, till Monday. I went back to work. I was still feeling kind of crap. And then come Tuesday. And then Tuesday, Kaylee starts feeling sick and having the same symptoms. And she goes to the clinic, and they tell her she has the flu. And they were like, your husband probably also had the flu. It probably just, like, he tested too early or something. So then I had to do everything for, like, well, I mean, I still had to go to work. So, obviously, Kaylee had to do things during the day.
It sucked. I will say, being with her during the daytime and having to wear a mask and, like, trying to feel like crap and take care of her sucks so bad.
And then, but then when I'd get home at night, I was doing everything, like, completely. And so that was a tough week. Like, when you're both sick and trying to, like, take care of a baby, that is rough.
I just remember being so worried that I was going to get her sick, like, especially when he went back to work and I had to watch her while I was sick. Like, I was so, like, feeling guilty and worried that, like, she was going to get sick and, like, when babies get a fever, it's usually pretty, like, serious, and so I was, like, I was just freaking out.
And then there was, like, one day we had, Kaylee had a doctor's appointment, like, for her, with her OB, and she was still kind of sick, and she went, and we had to have her mom come and watch Gemma. Mm-hmm. And then her mom calls us, like, I'm at work, Kaylee's on her, out at the doctor, and her mom's, like, calling us, freaking out, saying that Gemma was choking, and that, like, she had to get her to stop choking and she's like calling me and being like, I think you need to call the pediatrician. Like, I think she's getting sick or something. Like, you need to call. And I'm like, oh my God, like, this week is just a nightmare with, like, me being sick and then Kaylee being sick and, like, all these doctor visits. And I'm like, great. Now we got to bring her to the doctor. And then, I called Kaylee and I'm like, hey, like, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, your mom says she was choking, but I'm like, I wasn't there and I don't know how much I trust the story. And so then Kaylee got home and I don't know if you want to, like, explain what happened more or.
I basically just got home and looked at her and I was like, she looks fine, like, whatever. And then I was trying to ask my mom, like, I wasn't, like, I didn't believe her because she had done that with us. Like, she had kind of done a fit where she was gagging on her own spit and it freaked us out. But at the end of the day, I was kind of just asking her what happened, like, what was she doing when it happened? What did you do when it happened? What happened? Whatever. And from what we kind of ended up figuring out was, like, she just kind of choked on her own spit. And then my mom just kind of, like, freaked out. And then we thought, for some reason, we had in our heads that if you blew on a baby's face when they weren't breathing, it would make them breathe. But it's actually the opposite. It makes them hold their breath. And so my mom was trying to blow on her face when she did start choking. And so then Gemma started holding her breath. And that's why my mom thought she wasn't breathing. Because then, of course, after my mom stopped blowing in her face and Gemma kind of, like, you know, gasped for air, and my mom thought she really was choking. And so I do think it was just, like, all around, like, a mis understanding, but I do feel like I do sympathize with my mom because we kind of experienced the same thing with her. And like, I remember screaming for Skylar from the bassinet, like saying that she wasn't breathing when she literally was breathing. So it's fine.
Yeah.
But we ended up finding out she just was choking on her own spit. And like with us right now, I've noticed babies are like so snotty and congested. I have to suction her nose like every single day, multiple times a day. And like, as long as I do that, she doesn't really have those fits anymore. So it's fine.
And then we've also been dealing with, like, it snowed here, and then, like, it's supposed to drop down to, like, 8 degrees here, so we've kind of been, like, shut in the house when we're not at work.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much else to do, but
Yeah. That's
where we're going to end it today. We will see you guys. Hopefully we can get an episode out next week, as long as nothing crazy happens or nothing unplanned happens, so.
Yeah. If not, we'll try to keep it to a 2 week minimum.
Yeah, there's a lot of new things that happen now randomly, so it's hard to like just set down a exact time. But we're working on it.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.